Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part three of our series entitled The Diligent Person.
If you could know something and you plumb up the hollows and you fill up your head with that knowledge, you can know your boss. And by you being under the boss, knowing the boss gives you luck with the boss. Because of the knowledge you've been diligent to store up. You can know how your boss likes things, and nobody else knows how to relate to them like you do. And you know what? If they like you because you know how to relate to them, you've identified their personality style, you've identified their leadership style, and you fit that, they don't know why you're their favorite, but you know why they're your favorite. They don't know why they like you, but you know why they like you because you know them. It can help you with your mate. You understand their personality, how to relate and how to talk to them. Because you plumb yourself up with wisdom, you know how to relate to them. But if you're just floating through life, trying to learn as little as possible, just get by like everybody else, complain and nag, then you'll lack. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Fill up the plumb hollows. The prudent, the diligent man will bear the rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. A person is too slothful to read a book on finances if they need help. Too slothful to ask somebody, will you help me? Too slothful to say, I'm not doing good controlling my mind or my emotions or whatever. Could you help me? You seem to be doing better. Can you help me? A person is too slothful to do that will continue having the problems. The answers are available because God has all things and all blessings in him are yea and amen. But it all depends on, are we diligent and consistent to overcome every weakness that we have? Every weakness that we have. Look at it and say, this is a weakness I have, but I'm getting rid of this thing. And you go and seek out the help, seek out the information, seek out the word, because you're diligent to get rid of it. Now, that's one more victory you have. Now, let's see what's next. And the person who keeps doing that year after year after year soon is in a position to help many other people. And now that you're able to bless more people, and in blessing, so shall you be blessed. I had to straighten some stuff out in me, or I couldn't stand before you to help you. But in helping you, that's going to bless me because the church is going to grow. And as the church grows, I get paid better. That's a direct proportion of me blessing more. I may only be able to bless 200 now. You think I get paid the same when I'm blessing 5,000? Now I get paid a little bit better. Or I'm quitting and leaving. No, I would get paid better. Only because that's where it works. If you sell a product and you sell a bathtub and help two people, do you think you get paid the same at the end of the year as if you sell a bathtub and help 10 million people? It's the same thing, supply and demand. If you can supply, if you have something that other people are demanding and you have a lot of them supplied to, you will be far more blessed than holding on and not giving more. You should want to improve yourself just for other people. If not for them, then for yourself, because it'll come back and you'll be blessed. In blessing, so shall we be blessed. Get in a position to be a wealth of knowledge so you can bless more people. Hey, Pastor Cook, we need you to come talk about this. Yeah, I know something about that. I can talk something about that. We need you to come talk about this. I know a little bit about that, too. I can talk about that. Some things they may come up with, I don't know much about that, but give me some time. I'll learn it because I'm a student of life. I'm willing to learn. I didn't check out of school at 12th grade and at college. I'll be learning for the rest of my life, getting better and better all the time, being able to bless more people, therefore being blessed more. In blessing, so shall you be blessed. The guy who can run a company of 5,000 or 10,000 people knows more and or does more than the guy who can only run a company of 100. That's why nobody's going to pay the guy who runs 100 the kind of money they pay the guy to run 5,000. That guy doesn't understand enough about administration and structure and hiring and firing and picking the right employees. Doesn't understand it, so all that stuff will hold him down. That guy that's running 15,000 people in a company, that guy understands payroll because, you know, folks leave when they don't get paid. He understands payroll. The guy who's running 10 people under somebody else, he may not do payroll at all. But one was more diligent than the other, diligent to know more. The knowledgeable man shall rule. The diligent man or woman shall rule. Never be afraid to know, church, because in knowing, once you get it to where you've convinced yourself that I am a learner, I'm a grower, I'm a demonstrator of the knowledge I have, I'm a person of faith, you find out life gets as easy as it does for the rich people you admire now.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
Looks like everything they put their hands to do prospers. It does, because whatever you sow into, you'll reap out of that. You put your hand towards finances, you got plenty of time to be a financial genius if that's what you want to do. You put your hand towards health, you got plenty of time to have a healthy whole body. You look at Halle Berry and say, well, I'm a couple of berries bigger than her, but I want to get a Halle Berry going. Your body works. If you work it, you can get the Halle Berry going if you want. If you want to get that kind of body and kind of shape, you got the basics there. It might be a little different shape, A shape, different shapes, pear shape, whatever, but you can shape it up. You can shape it up. Doesn't have to be round. There are other shapes, you know. It's out there if that's what you want. Don't let anybody tell you can't if that's where you want to prosper. I might be a man and say, you know, I think I want to get it back and tighten it up for Miss Cook and get that V going again, tighten that waist up, get that chest back out again, work that a little bit. Because it used to be tighter than it is now. I hadn't let it go, but it used to be tighter than this back when I was playing basketball. Tighten it back up some, for if I want to do that, I can do that. And I know I can do it, because whatever you sow into, that you reap. It's not a question of are you one of the lucky ones who can be blessed? It's a question of what area do you want to be blessed in, saint, because the devil can't stop you. That's all it is. What area do you want to be diligent in? And you shall rule in that area. What area do you want to be diligent in? Now, if you ain't made up your mind, then that's part of the answer. What do you want to be the best in at? What do you want to exceed in at? Like Charles Givens told us in the Super Self, Super Mind seminar, he said, if you had no limitations, no lack of money, no lack of finance, no lack of emotional support, no lack of wisdom, no lack of anything, what would you do? And it took a lot to get people to imagine that condition. But if you imagine that condition, we say, what would you do? You ought to go ahead and make plans, do that now. Start making plans, do that. Somebody might say, I would like to travel around the world for a month. And you know, if that's really what you want to do and what you would do, it might take you a few years to do it, but you know, it would just give energy to your life to plan and make effort to do that thing, which you would do if everything you thought you needed was in place. Start making plans, do that now. That would bring excitement to your life, because that's something that brings you joy. Seriously, think about it. Well, you know, I really want a big house with about 6 acres of land. And, you know, I want it all grass all cut and picket fence around. And I want it landscaped beautifully. And when I walk into my house, I want to be a haven. I want music all over, that nice, soft Christian music. I want all this. You know, if that's what you want, start working on that. Start looking at what it takes to get that, what you need to do that. That right there could be enough vision for you to go forward with joy while you're doing the other things of God. But most people have no purpose, no plan. They don't know what they want. It's hard to be diligent in anything when you don't know what you want. You can only get left with being diligent and not knowing what I want. I'm very good at working on not knowing what I want. Don't know what I want. You know what I'm saying? What? You can't be full of belief that I can't do anything. You know, I just can't get anything done. It's the woe is me. Nobody's seen the troubles. Nobody knows the troubles I know. Some people are very good at that, being diligent at putting themselves down, diligent at looking at life negative, diligent at feeling bad. You got to be diligent about positive things, because that energizes you to win. The diligent shall rule. The diligent shall be blessed. The diligent shall prosper. Another scripture we covered, the diligent soul shall be made fat with abundance. The diligent. What is diligence again? What is it, everybody? What is diligence? It's continual, consistent effort. Diligence is the continual, consistent effort. That means if you start it, don't quit till you get it. It's the continual, consistent effort. Diligence is that part that is continual. It is consistent. If you want that 6 acres of land and that big, maybe 12,000 square foot house where you can entertain and you want all this, if you're consistent and diligent at it, in the middle of all things else God has you do, he'll allow for that too. But you got to always be confessing and believing and planning and saving and strategizing along with everything else God's got you to do. And you know what? You'll have that. Because I like to think in terms of, let's say I wanted that. Now, I got to find some more people to bless. I'd get myself in position to bless more. Because in blessing, I know I'm be blessed. That's the blessing I want. So I got to find more ways to bless people. Because it's just a matter of how many people do you bless. And see, that makes you a better Christian. Because you're not seeking the thing. You're seeking to be obedient to God and winning more people to Christ and blessing more people. And the diligence shall be rewarded by God. See what I'm saying? It can have a spiritual purpose and you just want a bigger house. Because if you see the source of that is being more pleasing to God, because then God will reward me. Oh, daddy doesn't know that I want a new bike, but daddy will get me a new bike if I really am pleasing to daddy. If I do this for daddy, I do that. Oh, God's gonna bless me. Just like you were as a kid. Your dad didn't know necessarily you wanted this particular toy for Christmas, but you knew if you behaved and did right, you could spring that on him and he'd probably get it for you. That toy had nothing to do with anything, but it had to do with pleasing daddy. You knew if you pleased daddy enough, daddy has all sufficiency. You know, daddy's got a house with six acres out there, 12,000 square foot, and all whatever else you may want it. You know, daddy's got a couple of those. He's got a couple of them. If he doesn't have them, he'll get them just for you because he's not lacking. He can buy whatever. And daddy will get it for you if you're pleasing to daddy. Don't seek the house. Seek to please daddy. And daddy has to go find the house. Daddy, you know what desires I have. You know what things I have. I desire God. You know that. But I'm pleasing you. I'm living to please you. I'm giving my life to you. Whatever you want, I just want to make you happy, daddy. And daddy, but you know what? You've been such a good child. I just want to bless you. Next, you know, bam. Whoa. Like somebody walking up putting $16,100 in your hand in 5 minutes. That's one of those bam moments. Out of nowhere, suddenly the Lord will bless you. Suddenly, but you have to be blessing people. We're going to go ahead and close in prayer. We're out of time. Father God, we thank you so much for the word today and for the wisdom of your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for encouraging us, each one of us, to be more than we are, Father, to be all that we can be in your army, Father, to grow up and develop in the things of the Spirit. We thank you, Father, as we're filled with the Spirit, as we pray in the Spirit, as we pray in English, Father, as we pray in a known tongue and unknown, that you're building us up on the inside. You're energizing us. You're giving us the faith, the ability, the power to go out and be diligent in all those things you called us to do. Father, we thank you, the Joy of Faith Christian Center for fulfill its design purpose. Father, we thank you that every member, every individual in here now shall fulfill their calling and their divine purpose. In Jesus' name we pray it. All in agreement say, amen. Well, we're going to go ahead.
Today's message has been part 3 of our series entitled The Diligent Person.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Hello, this is David Wilbur, a partner in InsurePro Insurance Agency in St. Lucie West, and proud supporter.